You're locked on Flames Talk, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, welcome to the Young Stars Classic in the South Okanagan Event Center in Penticton, British Columbia, as the Calgary Flames have wrapped up Game 1 of their 2024 Young Stars Classic. It wraps up with a 4-3 overtime loss to the Winnipeg Jets prospects. And what was a pretty fun game here at the SOEC. The Flames kick off their Young Stars Classic 2024 with an OT loss. It's Pat Steinberg along with you. Welcome to our first Flames Talk post-game of the 24-25 season. Obviously, from the Young Stars Classic here in Penticton, going to be a little scaled back. We're going to chat with a member of the Flames prospects in just a little bit. We'll also hear head coach Trent Cull, Wranglers head coach Trent Cull, who's also the head coach of this Flames group here at the Young Stars Classic. So here's what we can tell you. Thanks for being along with us on this Friday evening. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Flames get goals from Sam Morton, Hunter Lang, and Jaden Lipinski. Those are the three goal scorers for the Calgary Flames on this Friday night before losing the game in overtime. And you know, usually when we do these Young Stars Classic games and do our post games, some observations and some thoughts is usually what we get into. So I figure why not keep with that format from the last few years. And the first observation that I think, let's start with a positive, and then we'll go into maybe some non-positives and jump back and forth. The number one positive for me, the guy that stood out more than anything else, and if you listen to earlier on Friday, some of our PM Flames Talk hours, the biggest positive for me was some of the guys that are here again, or some of the guys that we're talking about being a little bit more mature, a little bit older. Those are the guys the Flames are really looking to lead the way. And two guys who did that in this game tonight for the Flames were Sam Morton, who we'll talk about, and this gentleman who's on the line right now. Sam Morton and Lucas Siona, two of the guys that really helped lead the way for this Flames group. Lucas Siona joins us now on our Flames Talk post-game show here from Penticton. Lucas, it's Pat. Really appreciate the time here after this one. Just how'd it feel out there getting back on the ice, getting back into game action for the first time this fall?
Hey, Pat, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it felt pretty good. I mean, the first period got out there and kind of had to get the kinks out, but, you know, after that it felt really good to just get out there and play some games again. It's been quite some time. I think this is the longest I've gone without playing a game in quite some time, so it felt really good to be out there again.
So how long does it take to get back into game action or to feel like you're back into the swing of things?
I don't know. For me, I had a really strong off season where I, you know, wasn't taking much time off. I was on the ice, you know, a good four or five times a week and just really working hard this summer, trying to get better. So I felt like, you know, it took 10 minutes to really get back in the swing of things, but after that, you know, my body and just mental game was there, and I felt pretty good.
How did you feel the game went for the entire group? How would you sum this one up, Lucas?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, you know, you had a rocky little first period there where they were kind of outplaying us, but then, you know, we kind of had a regroup in the dressing room, and we kind of came out flying in that second period. I think they had maybe two shots, and, you know, every line was contributing in a big way. Murph was making some huge saves. Our D-men were, you know, just moving the puck up the ice quick. And, you know, everybody kind of just figured it out. And, you know, it was tough to lose in overtime there, but we kind of just plugged away tonight.
Lucas, just before we brought you on, we're kind of talking about some of the guys that have been at this event before, some of the guys who have got some American League experience. You're one of those players. You've been here before. You spent last year with the Wranglers. How important is it in your mind to kind of take a leadership role? You're wearing a letter in this event. How important is that for you to lead the way here?
Yeah, anytime you're given that opportunity to be a leader, especially with a letter on your jersey, it's a you know, it's nice to feel trusted by your coaches and your peers. So, you know, bringing the leadership and, you know, this is my third time being at this tournament. So kind of bringing the knowledge and, you know, having some of the younger guys like Zane and couple other guys come in and, you know, be asking questions. I feel like it's strong for them to know that they have us to look up to and have them help them, just help them out a little bit.
Just a couple more for you, Lucas. You played all season last year with the Wranglers. You've got those 55 games under your belt now. Kind of just, and you talked about, you know, you've really hit it hard this summer in off season training. How are you feeling about the coming year ahead for you and your second year in pro hockey?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, last year had a lot of ups and downs. It was a long season. You know, not having success in the points category, you know, really having to learn the role I need to play to be successful in pro hockey. So, you know, coming in with that knowledge this year, and especially to the off season where, you know, I'm asked to do the things that I need to do, and I go out there and I go and do exactly that. You know, I lose some weights, I get a lot quicker, and just, you know, build on all my strengths so I can be better for this year.
Well, and a final thought for you. Like, where are the areas that maybe you feel even more comfortable knowing you've got that first year of pro hockey under your belt? What are the areas that you're feeling really good about going into this season?
I think, you know, cliche, but my confidence. I mean, last year when you struggle, you kind of lose that confidence you kind of come in with. And this year, I just feel really confident coming into the year, you know, confident with my body and, you know, how I can play the game, and just, you know, coming in not to just kind of look and watch and, you know, play the game mediocrely. I'm coming in to really push the pace and, you know, be that confident player that I've always been. So I think for me, it's, you know, I've said the word confident 5 times now, but that's the word I'm going to go with.
I like it, and look solid out there in your first game in a while. You picked up the big assist on the shorthanded game-tying goal. Appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way here in Penticton, and obviously we'll see you back in Calgary for training camp as well. Thanks for doing this, Lucas.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Be well. We'll see you soon. That is Lucas Ciona of the Flames here at the Young Stars Classic. Picked up an assist as part of a 4-3 overtime loss to the Jets prospects. Game one of the 2024 Young Stars Classic. Game one of the event in and of itself, and game one for the Flames as well. They'll be back at it on Saturday night, 8:30 faceoff against the Oilers in a prospects version, Young Stars version of the Battle of Alberta. We're expecting Valtteri Iheanacho to get the start in net for the Flames and go the whole way on Saturday. Connor Murphy, who spent last year with the Wranglers and in the ECHL with the Flames, got the start and went the full way today. You know, a couple of goals beat him early, but pretty solid night in net for Connor Murphy, by the way. I think that's important to point out as well. Pretty solid game between the pipes. Now, before Lucas called in, was kind of going through a couple of the names that really jumped off the page to me. And one of them was Lucas, because, again, he's been at this event before. He's got an American League season under his belt. And he's a little bit older than some of the rest of the guys. And you need players like him to lead the way, and I thought Ciona did. I thought he was a really strong member of that Flames group. And, you know, he actually had himself a pretty solid Young Stars Classic last year as well. Ciona killed penalties, was physical, was good in the two-way game, got a little offense going. And, you know, at the next level, offense maybe not going to be the thing that really drives his bus, but still thought he had a solid one. But the guy, to me, that was by far the biggest standout for the Flames prospects in this game was the guy that, you know, I thought might be, and I don't say that to pat myself on the back, I just say it, he just turned 25 in the summer. He played a little bit of American League time last year, and that's Sam Morton. I just thought that Morton's game was, of either team out there, was the one that looked the most polished and the most refined. His line with Matvei Gridin and William Stromgren was by far the best line on the ice for either team. Every time they were out there, I could count one time where they got hemmed in their own zone. Every other time they were out there, they were the team, they were the group hemming. They were the group that had everybody down low and working to try to get that puck out. They generated. Morton had a goal and an assist. Now, I know that they announced in building one, but, I mean, Morton ends up with 2 points in this game. He scored a goal. He picked up an assist. He was dangerous offensively. His motor was going. He was good in the two-way game. You know, Sam Morton's a guy they signed as an undrafted free agent last year. He played 13 regular season games with the Wranglers, finished the year with them in the playoffs as well, and jumped right from Minnesota State in the NCAA into the American League. And that's not an easy jump to make at any point. But to make that jump when the Wranglers are in the midst of a tooth-and-nail playoff fight and to jump in and be an instant offensive contributor and a guy, Trent Cole, was counting on to be a regular offensive driver for him, you just don't see that. And so that jumped off the page to me to begin with, and then you see him on the ice here at the Young Stars. Really, really solid game for Sam Morton. The only other one I wanted to point out, oh, by the way, I thought Stromgren and Greeden on that line were very good. Of the first-round picks, of the kind of high-end prospects the Flames have, Greeden was the guy that stood out the most for positive reasons. I thought Greeden was really creative, made things happen in the offensive zone, looked very, very in his element out there, even though he's only 18, playing against some guys who are in their 20s. I thought Greeden was a real standout too. The only other guy I wanted to point out was Etienne Morin, who did not have a great Young Stars last year as a first-year drafted player, and that kind of just carried over into his draft plus 1 year in Moncton. It just was not a really positive year for Morin, all things considered, and in some minds maybe took a step back from his draft year. Well, he knows that, and the Flames are hoping that he can put that year behind him and take the big step they're looking for this year. Well, I thought from one Young Stars to the next, year over year, he also looked a whole lot more refined, and he also looked a whole lot more comfortable. So to me, that was a real nice positive as well. On the other side, and look, I want to really make sure that I qualify everything with, it's a Young Stars Classic. Guys haven't played meaningful hockey since their regular season or postseason came to an end in the spring. But because Zane Parekh has got the buzz surrounding him, because he's the highest draft pick they've had in a long time, and because, you know, for I think it's pretty universal or you know, it's pretty across the board that in terms of Flames prospects, Parekh is probably the most exciting one they've had in the coffers going back to Matthew Tkachuk a little less than a decade ago. You know, Matthew was drafted in 2016. His first Young Stars Classic, he was an absolute animal, and he parlayed that into being an NHLer full-time. Matthew's never seen a minute in the American Hockey League. Zane Parekh, I thought he struggled in his first Young Stars game. Now, I get it that it is the first Young Stars game, and so that things can very, very easily change. But a couple of giveaways led to breakaways, one of them on the power play late in the second period, and one of them on the overtime winner that led to a 2-on-0 were both direct results of Parekh and some poor puck management. I thought he got himself running around a little bit too much in his own end. And the offense, you can tell, is absolutely there. But I think that you were, for a guy with the buzz that is going to surround him, and the last thing I'm going to say, because I really don't like to be too hard on prospects and 18-year-olds, but because of the buzz that surrounds him, yeah, I think that you're looking for more from Parekh in his second game on Saturday against the Edmonton Oilers. I think that's a fair statement, and I think he'd be the first one to tell you that maybe it wasn't his best showing either. The other guy would be Sam Hanzek. I know Aaron Vickers pointed this out a couple of times while we were watching the game. Hanzek does look faster, and he does look a little bit stronger, which is a positive, but you're still looking for a little bit more in terms of his impact. You're still looking for a little bit more in terms of him being a little bit of an offensive bummer. And you're still looking for him to be an offensive driver. And you're still looking for him to just be a little bit more noticeable out there. And didn't see that a ton in this first game. Again, there's still two more games to go here at the Young Stars Classic, and it's still something that we could very well see against the Oilers or Canucks, but those are a couple of the other observations that I had from this first game. We'll wrap things up on our Flames Talk postgame from Penticton with Trent Cull, the head coach of the Calgary Wranglers, entering his second year behind the Wranglers bench, and he's also coaching this Young Stars team for the Flames for the second time in a row as well. Get his thoughts on what he saw out there. We'll get that in just a second. It's Pat Steinberg along with you. Flames Talk postgame from the South Okanagan Event Center in Penticton, British Columbia. Final score, Flames fall on their Young Stars opener 4-3 in overtime to the Winnipeg Jets. Flames got goals from Sam Morton, Hunter Lang, and Jaden Lipinski in this one tonight. Oilers and Flames go at 8:30 Calgary time on Saturday for game two of this Young Stars Classic here from Penticton. Okay, let's now hear from head coach Trent Cull, head coach of the Flames and the Young Stars, head coach of the Wranglers, his post-game thoughts after this one tonight.
Yeah, for sure. No, I thought we had a bit of a slow start there, right? And then, but, you know, there's a lot of, like we talked about before, we're a young team. This is a real new experience for most of the bulk of the guys here, right? So a little bit of nerves, I would say, for sure. And then they got off to a quick start. But, you know, I thought we settled in, had a good second period, and, you know, it kind of got better as the game went on.
Is that a good learning moment for Zane and that final play when he got his pocket picked and they go down 2-0? You take the good with the bad with a guy who's as offensive as that. And maybe it was a good thing for him to see that and realize, I can't do that maybe at this level.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think a lot of guys, I mean, maybe at that point, obviously, but there's other turnovers too, you know, throughout the game, and other guys are making mistakes too, which is, it's okay. It's their first game out there. And yeah, you're right. Like, is that, I think too, sometimes it's great for these guys to play against the best of the peers that they're playing against. So all of a sudden, like, maybe some things that you thought you could get away with in the past, then you come here and you got a bunch of good players. And also, you know what a great curve is that in the National Hockey League, as we all know, a mistake usually ends up in the back of your net. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things. Oh, geez, it's a bit of a different game, right?
What did you see from the skill elements in his game, though, specifically?
Oh, no, he moves pucks really well. Great poise with the puck, you know, ozone play, etc. But, yeah, very, very high-end, I guess you'd say, mind and how he sees the game.
When you look at, you know, a guy like Sam and William, it seemed like when they kind of settled in that second period, they started to be the ones that maybe were pushing the pace a little bit. Is that fair in terms of, you know, that experience paying off a little bit as you just...
I thought the guys who had played for us with the Wranglers or a little bit of experience, it really showed, I thought, you know. I thought Lucas Yona looked really good to me. Obviously, Sam and Will, like you said, just... I thought it was just those guys kind of stuck out to me like a sore thumb, you know what I mean? It's good to have them around the group, that's for sure.
That is head coach Trent Cull of the Wranglers and also your bench boss for the Flames here at the 2024 Young Stars Classic. That'll start to wrap us up. As I said, a little bit of a smaller postgame from a prospects tournament, but wanted to make sure we got you a little bit. Thanks to Lucas Siona for joining us. Thanks to Connor and Cam back in Calgary for producing. Final score for the Flames in their first game of the Young Stars. They fall 4-3 in overtime to the Winnipeg Jets. Next up, Edmonton Oilers, Saturday night. Young Stars, Battle of Alberta, goes at 8:30 Calgary time. We'll have it for you here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Doesn't matter if it's the Young Stars or the postseason, wherever it might be coming from, you can always get all your Flames content on the Flames Talk podcast. We're available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon. Go hit subscribe if you haven't already. We'll talk to you after the Flames and the Oilers on Saturday night, but this has been your first post-game show of a new season and your first post-game show of the 2024 Young Stars Classic. This has been Flames Talk on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.